The Humble and Fred Steps into Christmas continues. I'm Philip Hong with another edition of Humble and Fred Legends presented by the Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Health Gauge, Bowdog, Doer, D-U-E-R, and Canna Cabana. On today's show, we're going to hear from our Christmas show from 2013, and you're going to hear from some old friends and some wonderful performances as well. Two very early bits for the show, very good bits, panel of men and panel of women. And a very interesting year 2013 was. It was the first day of our second studio. So you're going to hear us christen the second Humble and Fred studio. Let's christen away.
Yes.
Welcome to Humble and Fred's 53rd annual Gift of Christmas open house new studio drop-in, attended by thousands.
Woo! Yeah!
You know, a lot of people questioned that invitation being the 53rd.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I tried to count them up and I couldn't arrive at a number. So the best thing to do, right, from a comedic standpoint, is just go crazy, go wild, over the top.
I love it when you John Madden comedy for me.
Yeah.
I love when you X and O, you go, okay, Howard, yeah, here's where this thing.
So that was like a joke, the 53rd. And then I put the question mark to emphasize the joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you put a question mark or an exclamation mark?
Question mark.
Because oftentimes on Facebook, I see people put exclamation marks where they want the comedy to begin.
LOL.
LOL.
And of course, you know, the thing that drives you the most crazy is when people try and be funny and then say, just saying at the end of that. Oh, my
saying.
God. It's like...
Because that's a punchline.
Uh-huh. Eileen Ogden Ross, for God's sake. Look at that.
Hello.
I don't know what you people are doing, but she's making a baby right now.
Gesticulation.
That fetus is like, hey, is it Christmas already? It's the gift of fetus.
That's right.
And this is, of course, the Wonder Man that is Phil Hong, ladies and gentlemen.
Tweedog.
And I thought it would be appropriate, Phil. I know I never asked you, but I thought it might be nice for people who call themselves 100%ers, and those are people that have listened to all our programs since time began, to have a little in-house thrill.
Humble and Fred, citizens of the world, gather round the internet. It is time for our hearts to shine. It is time for Humble and Fred.
There you go.
Just take a bow there, Phil.
He did. He gave it the thumbs up.
Bit?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
he gave it the thumbs up.
So we're in our brand new studios the first week, and it's kind of strange, and I don't know if, well, you won't notice this, but Fred and I, for the last couple of days, have come into this room, and first thing we smell is some kind of stank.
Oh, God, I thought it was me.
Well, you thought you were smelling us.
No, I thought you were smelling me.
And we couldn't figure it out. I thought for some reason it might be maybe some gas seeping from one of the heaters in the hall.
You kept saying that, and I'm thinking, I hope not, because that wouldn't be healthy to be smelling the byproduct of gas that's burning. That can't be healthy.
No.
I thought it was more a dead animal. We're beside a utility room here, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe a raccoon or something to get in out of the cold. Get in there and then died.
Or a janitor.
Or a janitor. One of your giant rats that you saw downtown, the 4-foot tail.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came in today, and it's funny because Charlie, my daughter, and I walked in first, and I said, do you smell that? And she said, yeah, it smells like an Asian food market or something. I'm like,
fish market.
I said, well, Phil isn't here yet, so that can't be true. Yeah. But then you Sherlocked Holmes.
Well, beside the cupboard we have just inside the door, there's the facilities there to have like a vanity and a sink, hot and cold running water, and there's a drain that comes up out of the floor, and I don't know why I didn't think of that before. Well, the drain, when left open and things dry out, it creates an odor. It's getting, you talk about gas from somewhere downstairs or from other sinks or whatever, and so I thought that might be it. So, of course, I said to Howard, get down there and smell that drain.
No, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
So he goes, I think it's coming from there. He goes, hey, just get down on the floor and smell that.
He did.
I don't know if that even, because I thought, well, I guess it was like being told by your dad, hey, kid, mm-hmm. Smell the poo smell.
Yeah, get up on the roof.
Okay, buddy, can I? And so there was sure enough, yeah. I did.
There was a horrible smell, so I just stuffed it with a Costco bag.
Oh. And, you had a Costco bag handy?
Of course I did.
He's got a Costco colostomy bag, actually.
Yeah.
It was on offer.
Actually, it was a President's Choice Supercenter bag, but for the sake of the show, I say Costco bag. And I stuffed it in there, and the odor disappeared immediately.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool. Like, yeah, you said, hey, you, why don't you smell it? Then I smelled it, and I said, oh, you should smell it, too. He goes, no, I'll take your word for it. It's fine.
It's like you're the beef to his Wally.
No, I know. It was great. Speaking of beeves, the panel of women will be on this program today. Along with, I was saying to you before the show started, it's almost like one of those old, you know, Christmas get-togethers you'd see on TV in the 60s and 70s. It's all our Humble and Fred family. We've got... in no particular order, David White, who saved Fred's life on the 401. There's Dave.
God is watching Fred right now.
No, God is not watching Fred.
Why not?
Dave is watching Fred, Phil.
That too.
Along with many other dignitaries and fine folks that we'll introduce as we get to them. You said Emily Muse is on her way?
Yeah, and Miss Kitty too. Miss Kitty's bringing her pie.
Oh, really?
Obviously.
No, she baked an apple pie.
Oh, okay.
Did Phil just say God is watching me?
Well, you remember.
Yeah, because Dave saved your life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, we played Bette Midler. Right.
Is it a threat, or is it supposed to be reassuring?
Yeah, I don't know. He knows.
Jay, listen. Yeah. Jesus loves you. Yes, yeah. You know.
Sure he does.
Before the Bible tells you so.
You let your light shine.
Exactly.
Exactly.
From a distance. Mm-hmm. This morning, they've made it sound, by the way, thank you all for coming in, because the forecast made it sound like there was some kind of thing coming.
Apocalyptic.
On the Weather Network for the last 24 hours, there's been that little red thing where you press on it, and it's got this thing from Environment Canada, and it's really turned out to be just a little bit of rain falling, although this afternoon it might be a little more treacherous.
Well, we came down from Brampton, and the freezing rain wasn't freezing. It was just light rain, and Chris Churchill came in from Scarborough along the 401. He said, no problem. Got here in no time. So, again, it's one of those over-the-top weather reports that we get. But I guess, they like to err on the side of safety.
Sure, and my family came in, and Charlie came in with me. And Charlie, all the way here, which is about a 22-minute drive, what was I doing?
Oh, it's not even...
Charlie Glassman, by the way, little Charles, who we all knew as a baby, is now all grown up and has breasts of her own.
Wow.
Don't reference your child's breasts in front of these people.
I reference your child's breasts. And what was I saying all the way here?
The whole time all I heard was, it's not that bad. People are freaking out. They're just trying to make a big deal of it. And literally for 20 minutes, I heard that it wasn't that bad. And everyone should be fine. And we should all not freak out. It's +3. It's going to be -1 tomorrow. It's not even freezing yet. Like,
Howard,
freaking
you got to realize how this works, though. See, you think it's working against us today, which it may be. It may inhibit the crowd. But see, if you were scheduled to go somewhere you didn't want to go, it would be working perfectly. It would give you an excuse not to go there.
And Charlie was actually pretty bright when she said, because we're listening to 680 News, and Charlie, a child of radio, our radio couple, said, they need content. I said, you're absolutely right. They pre-sell the... Mm-hmm. When you worked at Rogers,
yes.
Did they not pre-sell the Extreme Weather Center or whatever they call it?
Oh, yeah. They'd have some, sounder with, weather alert. Actually, and then it'd be like, it's sunny.
Yeah. I'm curious, how do they schedule that? Because one of the things that Eileen used to do is a traffic coordinator. I know they could pre-sell it, but how would they know when it goes into effect? Like, who makes that call?
Oh, the brand director would make that call.
And I guess they buy it on spec, right? They pay a certain price, whether it's used 100 times or 10 times. It's like when you hire a contractor to do the snow in your driveway.
Exactly. When it's needed, that's when you get it.
So, Charlie, and when we got to the office here, I was still sort of looking at weather and talking about it. And then what did you say to me?
Said he was being very senile about it. He was definitely showing his age with his obsession with the storm warning.
Yeah.
And she said that. I thought, yeah, she's absolutely right. I was like, every time the radio report would come on, I'd go, extreme, nothing. It's raining, for God's sake. I'm
surprised you could hear it over all the change jingling in his pocket.
Yeah, I'm
trying to pull my pants up.
When I hear these stories, it makes me feel so good. Because I often hear about my impatience, my over-the-top reactions to so many things. It's good to know I'm not alone.
Exactly. So someone else is in the same boat as you, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm not as bad as Howard. And my impatience is nowhere near as bad as
him. Oh, no.
I don't think he thinks he's as bad as he actually is. No. I think he's definitely a lot worse than he thinks.
Yeah, well, really? He's right here. And he disagrees with both of you.
Well, she's talking to me.
I think I'm a meadow squirrel. I think I barely make a peep.
No, but I often think some days I'd like Delise to spend a couple of days with you just so she could appreciate
too,
how calm and cool
she
I am.
Appreciate a lot more than just that.
Delise.
All right, thank you, Charles, you sweet thing.
And anybody around the corner, if you want to come in this area, even if you want to sit on the carpet, that would be fine. I don't know who
and
would.
And AJ, right behind AJ are some chairs. So if you,
you want to bring those out?
Or you can bring them out and put them in the middle or maybe to the side or even in the back there where Dave White is. Is making love to Stan the office dog.
It's a nice new carpet too. It's really good to sit on. Like touching.
So funny.
Holy moly.
Dave is one of Stan's favorites. So he sees Dave, jumps up on him, and then I see Dave and go to give him a hug, and Dave says, yeah, go ahead and hug me if you want to hug Pete.
Yeah, he peed all down the front of his shirt.
Yeah, it's funny.
Why would he have done that today? Because there's people around here and that he doesn't know?
Maybe.
No, he quite often... For when Dave comes to my home, we'll just take a leak on him.
Mm-hmm. They have that relationship.
They do. They have a different relationship.
That means he's nervous around them. Who's this young fella here in the Harvard University?
I have no idea.
How are you?
I was hoping security would know.
He got really close really fast.
I know. Uh-huh. I thought you knew him. So I thought, okay, I'm one of Fred's nephews or something.
Although neighbor John just walked in. He's in the back.
Neighbor John, everybody!
Don't
new guy just start yelling into the microphone. No, give him the microphone back, Phil. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ryan Hill. I also went by Smelty the Intern.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, that's right. Smelty. That's a long time ago.
It is so long. That
what year would that be?
Probably 2009 with TJ Connors.
Oh,
for you.
Oh, it's right. I've lost track of my intern.
You know, what is that?
So it wasn't that long ago.
I was going to go along with you thinking he interned for us. Now, okay.
I'm thinking Smelty. That's got to be late 90s.
Good.
You got to be late 90s, no, early 2000s.
That was an awesome moment because both of us are going, well, did he intern for us at the Ed? Seems a little young, but what the hell?
Those are funny. Those were the Peterborough dark days.
Mm-hmm. That's really funny. Well, Ryan, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you
Thanks
here.
Thanks for coming.
No problem.
So why don't we get through a few things. Here's some fire instructions, because this is our new office. There is really only one way out. So in case of a fire, here's how it's going to go. Clear the way for Humble and Fred.
Right.
Then
the pregnant girl.
Then anyone with a baby inside them. Mm-hmm. And then sponsors.
Mm-hmm. And then minorities.
And then everyone else.
No. Then minorities. No, Phil, unfortunately.
I'm going to be saying it and burning like the Titanic sinking.
Yeah. You're an Asian man. You don't burn, do you?
Oh, no. I kind of combust rather than, you know. I'd be so angry standing in the flames and then suddenly, boom.
Along with, so those are the fire. Anyway, if there is a problem, I just want everyone to run out as fast as you can for the door. Just run. And if you have to trample some people, well, that's the way it works. What we thought we'd do, Ryan gave me a great idea. We have a couple of microphones. Where's the one that you have? We'll also be able to, if you want, we can do a live edition of Ask Humble and Fred if you have any questions.
Yeah.
And coming up, I want you to, could you give Fred Ball your place there? And you can just make sure you're close so you can hear swearing.
You're going to be on this mic, okay.
But I was going to say, at some point today, we want to meet people and they can maybe ask questions of Eileen or us or the panel of men or the panel of women. And Melissa Boyce is here, a friend of ours, Eileen's buddy.
Yes.
And Melissa's going to sing, as well as Spencer Glassman in a live performance.
Where is Spencer? I haven't seen her yet.
Where is Spencer, by the way? She went to get her accompaniment.
Oh, okay.
All right. So please welcome to our program. He's been a friend of Fred's for many, many years, has been telling some great stories. We started doing this a while ago called Fred on Fred because Fred Ball has got a great perspective on many of the crazy shit that Fred's done. So please say hello to Fred Ball, everyone.
Very nice.
Hello, everybody.
Yes. Now, Fred, we've been friends since what, 81, maybe?
80.
Or 80.
Yeah, 80.
Yeah. His wife, Nancy, sweet Nancy, was the receptionist at CFNY. And I met Fred that way, and we became close friends. Almost immediately.
Ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've read this story, but can I make a request? I know you have a new story.
All right.
But can you tell the story of him throwing the chicken wings at the old man. Because I think that's nothing says Christmas like terrorizing the elderly.
Mm. No, it's his logic that was indescribable. We were sitting on an outside patio at a bar in Niagara Falls, New York, called Honey's. And so the CFNY baseball team, we were all sitting there drinking all afternoon. It's evening. An old guy is crossing the street at the corner. He's almost at the other side, and Fred takes chicken bones off the plate and throws them at the guy. And I'm like, Fred, what the hell are you doing? And the guy is shaking his fist, you bastards. And then comes the Fred logic. I just made that guy's night.
What?
Yeah, that guy's going to go home. And instead of just sitting on the couch and doing nothing, flipping channels, he's going to tell his wife about the rotten kids throwing chicken bones at them. And he's going to be talking about it for the next 2 weeks.
That's right.
And I look at him, and that's how you justify throwing chicken bones at an old man.
It's the best story ever. Now, that wasn't where you yelled at the guy that he was a subhuman.
No.
That's another story.
That's when I got hit in the head with the beer bottle in Ottawa.
We were on the stage. The festivities hadn't started yet, and Fred and I were packing up some giveaway shit that the station
Fred
had
Ball,
brought.
First to swear on the Christmas show. Awesome. Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice work, Phil. Get
third?
That.
Third.
Third. Who was first?
Eileen, you were the first.
Oh, Eileen.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, she was out of the gate with a fuck. Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Not surprised. First, and that's like that.
I got this problem in the first place.
It's like that bumper sticker, first in fuck. Red Ball. So yeah. He got a thing thrown at him.
So I felt the splash of liquid across my face. And Fred, he's gone crazy, right? And I'm looking at him, what the fuck? I got something on me.
Yeah.
And then I realized that the ball had hit him and the liquid splashed out of it onto my face.
I wish everyone could have seen Eileen's face when you said, I got some liquid on my face. She just looked at me. I'm like, oh, really? There you go.
The usual,
Hey, not for the last time.
So Fred charges into the crowd. I'm running beside him. He's looking around trying to see who fucking threw this bottle. He's gone crazy. So then he realizes he isn't going to find who did it, and he just grabs some unsuspecting kid, shakes him up, and goes, you fucking subhuman animal! The guy looks at him. He had no idea whatsoever why.
I thought it was him.
Wait a second.
You hoped it was him because you could take him.
Exactly. He was handicapped, for God's sake. Yeah. He had those braces like Tiny Tim. Yeah. But going back to his first story, now that guy... will have a story for the rest of his life. He's like, I was at this thing with Fred Patterson was hosting years ago, and all of a sudden he came charging out of the crowd and shook me like a baby.
I don't even think he knew who Fred was. It was that ridiculous.
Okay, so that's awesome. Quickly, for this new episode of Fred on Fred.
Right.
Do you have a quick story you can tell?
Sure. Well, I still have several, and I'll space them out over the next few months.
That's the first thing he says to me, and he sees me today. He goes, hey, I've got a story from another Fred on Fred, but I'm going to space them out over months. Like, Fred, how many stories are there?
Remember, my wife is
here. I know, but she knows how quick you are to fire off at the, go into the spin cycle.
And remember, I'm more impatient than he is.
Oh, I know you are.
I don't have one story where I shook a guy in the crowd for throwing water on me or beer on me.
Okay, did you consider the car horn an appendage?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Freddie, quickly, a quick story here on our Christmas show.
As guys do often, Fred was building a backyard deck and got his friends together to help him out. So it was myself, Doug, and Brian Duffy. Mm-hmm. So he rents the power auger, the gas one, and the guy says, don't go down more than a foot and then pull up because this clay soil will get stuck. So naturally, Fred, in a hurry to get down there, he goes 2 feet, then to three, and this thing is never coming out. Now the auger's stuck. It's spinning us around in a circle because it's stuck in the ground, right? So Madman Fred, we're trying to dig it out. He's on his hands and knees with his fingers trying to dig through the clay. Stands up, runs out to the street. I'm beside him again. I don't know why I always follow the fucking guy, but anyway, he's looking around, and then he just runs into open garages on his street. And he starts grabbing shovels and picks in another garage, right? Taking everything back. Now we're digging out. And about an hour and a half later, we got this auger stick out of the ground. We finished the deck. Next week, I talked to him. Hey, Fred, did you take back all the shovels and picks you stole from your neighbors? He goes, no. That man's a thief on the street.
I needed tools.
Freddy Ball, everyone. Another episode of Fred on Fred. Very nice. Okay, beautiful.
Thank you, Fred.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Scallywag, what's going on?
It's Rusty, everybody. Rusty.
It's Rusty, everybody. I'm just having myself a mud shake as we speak.
The drink?
Here, well, let's get Rudra over here.
Absolutely.
He can talk to his cousin.
You're having a mud shake while you're driving into the show.
No, I'm not. I'm not driving into the show, not in this weather.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for encouraging everyone.
Yeah, encouraging
We've
everyone.
Got about 30 people that were brave enough. I guess pirating isn't what it used to be. It used to be the brave and the brightest. Hey, Rudra, we have somebody here that knows you, Rusty.
Well, the one thing I got to say, too, is Humble and Fred, I've always said that you guys are before your time. You go back to grassroots. Here you are enhancing and encouraging a family reunion.
Yeah.
Crickets again.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead and say hi. This is Rudra.
Morning, Rusty.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, not too much.
How long has it been since we talked? At least a year.
Yeah, last year at my mother's birthday party.
And you know, the sound of the crickets, you know, don't take offense to that. That's just the shattering sound of an image gone bad. People don't recognize. They have this image of me, and they don't realize that the color of my skin is brown, and I'm actually a Hindu.
Wait a second, Rusty's a Hindu?
Yeah, but you have a peg leg.
A peg leg and a turban. What's the matter with that?
A peg leg and a turban.
A peg leg and a turban. Well, Rusty,
some time ago you guys had mentioned about stopping in and seeing me on your way up to Peterborough, and I responded with a okay or something like that, and you guys took it as a slam. Well, I present this glorious lifestyle and such, but truth is, I'm on the fifth floor of a fiveplex. These damn Somalians have taken over. You know what they do with the pirating industry?
Yeah, I know.
You want to have a star on the show, and you have this, what's the guy's name? Bobby Hood, he calls himself. That son of a bitch put me out of business.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the Somalian. Listen,
they're pirates are a dime a dozen nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Pirates are a girl's best friend. Listen, Rusty, we got to go.
See you, buddy.
You're a nice man. All the best of the season, too.
See you later.
Thanks
all right,
a lot
very
for
good.
The time, fellas. And Rudra, we'll be talking to you soon. Amanda, apparently you're there. Hello, and I'm sorry I can't be there in the live skin for you guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, my friend. All the best to you.
Bye-bye. See you later. All right, Rusty, the original Pirates Phil of the Caribbean.
Hung, exactly.
Phil Hong Stong, Phil Hong Stong.
Is it Milman singing this? We're going to talk to our panel of men coming up. Our panel of women. Melissa Boyce is going to perform in the next half hour. Are you okay with that?
Phil Hong Stong, Phil Hong Stong, Phil Hong Stong, Phil Hong Stong. Is it like a tiny spring roll?
This is Humble and Fred.
Tim Niblett, he's the guy you want to talk to if you're... You're getting ready to invest, you want to build a portfolio, or you have one and you want someone to have a second look at it. Hey, Tim's been in this for a long time, and he knows what he's doing, and he's helped a lot of Humble and Fred listeners so far. The list is really impressive. The people that have come over to the Sherpa side, so to speak. Tim is a portfolio manager, Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. You hear him on the show every week. Again, he knows what he's talking about. He's got all angles covered. And again, if you want somebody to have a second look at your portfolio, he is the guy, the Retirement Sherpa, retirementsherpa.ca. Yeah, the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, Canada's number one group benefits plan for small business. Get a free quote today. Go to chamberplan.ca. Get a free quote. And look at the testimonials. A lot of small businesses, they've offered their input, and it's worked for so many small businesses. You know, 30,000 Canadian businesses part of this. They've been around for 40 years. Prescriptions and dental coverage, therapies, depending on the level that you buy in at. Listen, I could talk about this all day long, but do yourself a favor. Go to chamberplan.ca. Find out what this is all about, because it can work for your small company. And, you know, they've done a great job of keeping premiums down. They can do that because so many companies are involved. You know, they have the image of this huge conglomerate. It really is very clever. It's the smart thing to do for your people. It's stable, been around forever, and very simple to sign up. Get her done today, chamberplan.ca.
We'd like to say welcome to the blue skies and sunny shores of Canna Cabana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we say they're the real OGs, we mean it. For over 10 years, they've been smoking and toking and creating places for cannabis lovers of all kinds to gather, chat, and share their passion for the plant. Canna Cabana is your one-stop cannabis shop. The largest selection of name brand accessories anywhere at unbeatable prices every day, up to 70%. If you want your cannabis at the lowest price, Canna Cabana is making it easy. With over 100 locations across Canada, Canna Cabana Club members enjoy unbeatable selection of cannabis and accessories at new lower prices. Lower prices guaranteed every day. We're going to talk weed with Andy Palalis from Canna Cabana tomorrow. Sign up for the Canna Cabana Club and find out more, Fred, at CannaCabana.com.
This is Humble and Fred.
Can you all hear us now back there?
Okay, good.
Very good.
Welcome to our program. We have a bunch of things to get through. We want to just sort of visit with some of the regulars from the last couple of years. We've been doing this now. This is show number 480 or something. Say hi to Josh Rackless. For guys.
Hey, Josh.
For you people who don't know, Josh is famous for going on a date with a woman and professing not to drink. She ordered a drink, and he ordered some hummus,
which
is one of my favorite moments. Josh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, you made your way here in a green fashion. You biked to a subway stop and then rode a homeless person.
Pretty much. I was supposed to go with Eileen, but she ditched me.
Is that true?
I figured he's used to that.
No, well, she...
No, the timing was off.
No, the timing was right. Normally...
No, the timing was not right. You were late.
I was at 6:15. I was at the wrong stop, yeah. But she's... Normally, I meet her at Strawn, and she sent me some obscure directions. She's like, oh, meet me at Tecumseh.
Obscure directions?
Well, no, meet me at Tecumseh. It's two stops east of Strawn.
Yeah.
But I live east of Strawn, so... So I was coming from King and John. I'm like, oh, now I'm at Strawn. Where's the... Oh, it was two stops back. You should have told me it's one stop after Bathurst, because that's the direction I was going.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So, because I didn't put, I didn't put it in reckless speak.
But here's the point.
Yeah. I don't speak Josh.
That could have given you an excuse not to come, but you still made your way.
Yeah. Very sweet. Yeah. Yes. No. Very nice.
Josh.
Joshua, I wanted to wish you the best. I'm a Hebrew man, much Shalom. Like our Lord and Savior Jesus, but I celebrate Christmas. Do you have any affinity for the Christian holiday with the tree and Santa and the reindeer?
No, but I'm always looking for like a nice Christian girl, and then I can go to her Christian house, and I haven't found anyone yet, but I figure, you know, because I don't have to do anything with my own family for Christmas, so I could be the nice guy.
Well, I wanted to ask, because, you know, I grew up in a smaller center where, you know, there was Jewish people, but we were the minority. And I know in the bigger cities, a lot of the Jewish people on Christmas Day have a different tradition. What do you people do? I can't believe I'm saying
that.
What do you people do? What do you Jews do at Christmas?
Well, on Christmas Day, it would be like Chinese food and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? That's what all the Thornhill, Bathurst, and Eglinton people do. They have Chinese food.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on Christmas Eve, it's the matzah balls. That's where all the single Jews go. And you go to a big party. And usually you're in line. It's maybe some Asian people and a lot of Jews. Anybody who doesn't celebrate Christmas. And then you're all in there trying to pick up fellow Jews.
Okay. More importantly, have you been to the Aqua Lounge lately? In the swimming pool, in the steam bath, anything like that?
No, not since, last month. I was there for my birthday.
Yeah.
Miss Kitty, I think her birthday's around the same time.
Did you walk around in a towel naked for your birthday?
Did we get that story? Have we been updated on that visit?
No, you know what? I got there pretty late, and they gave me a cookie, and then I left. So.
He goes to a sex club and gets a cookie. Yeah.
So you go to a swingers club. People are primed for sex. There's naked bodies writhing in dark rooms. You're walking around going, the shortbread's great.
Yeah. Although, what kind of cookie was it?
They were homemade. Miss Kitty, I think, made that. I think it was chocolate chip.
Nice.
I took them to work. And there was also a cheese plate at the bar.
Miss Kitty's worth it.
Yeah, Miss Kitty's going to be coming here with a pie, which just sounds dirty.
Oh, God.
Rackless, thank you so much for coming. And all the best of the season. We're going to have to move on because we have a lot of people. Josh Rackless, everyone. Just a wonderful, wonderful man. It was very nice of all these people to show up and you know, bring some gifts for us, cookies and curried goat, I believe. And
I got a huge jar of olives from AJ.
Amazing. Yeah. And Mike and Marilyn Benninger, who have been friends of ours, 100%ers, and have helped us out through the years. Mike just walks over, says hello, and then he says, oh, by the way, I've got a roast beef and garlic mashed potatoes out in the hall.
Isn't that really? Unbelievable?
I think he carries it around.
Yeah.
Like anyone else who carries a wallet, he just has like...
Most people show up, here's a Tim Hortons, here's a Timbit.
So help yourself, everyone. In fact, I'm going to go in the room here and whip up some Yorkshire pudding to go with it.
Yay!
So excuse me for a few minutes.
I was just worried you were saying, listen, I'm going to go have an excitement dump and then go have some roast beef. Oh.
Our mechanic Jake is here too.
That Jake,
man
there
has
you
performed
go,
miracles on our vehicles.
Yes, Jake. Jake's always good because the other day I said, by the way, Jake, Amanda thinks I'm supposed to put some kind of special nitro gas in the tire. Can you just tell me what that means so I can tell her we don't have to do that? He goes, no, it's not for her. It's one of those things that the Jeep dealer does. Oh, you got to bring the Jeep into our dealership to put air in the tire. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she had me convinced.
So that's J-Mac Auto. The other day, he gave me shit because I took my car in and I was 6,000K over for my oil change. You don't want to do that and have your mechanic deal with it.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked. Someone with your...
Freddie, what were you thinking?
Well, he's the one who has to pick up the pieces after.
Exactly. Bits of your engine laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so Miss Kitty and Emily will be in. What I thought we would do is we would convene a quick panel of men. Then we'll have the panel of women. And then maybe, I don't know, if it's two worlds colliding, we can have a little bit of a panel of women, men, back and forth. We'll see. But what I found most impressive about these guys, Millman and Antonio V., Ramos and Kim Germain de Bembe. I find it impressive that they've walked in with their own t-shirts. Right. It's our panel of men, everybody. Woo!
I just call him Tebby. He's pretty funny on his Facebook. He comes out with some great lines. I can't remember any right now, but they're funny.
Amanda was the first one to point that out. She'd be like looking at her Facebook. He goes, you know, Kim Germain de Tebby is very funny. I'm like, yeah, I know.
How would you like us to refer to you? Exactly. What do you want your stage name to be?
And Love Monkey isn't going to cut it, okay? Yeah.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his actual name, his retail name is Jeremy...
Yeah, but that's no fun.
Tebby.
Tebby.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy Tebby.
Yeah. I like calling him Kim Germain de Bembe.
Yeah.
And of course, my arch rival, Millman. Oh, his mic's not on. Hang on a second. There is Millman, everybody.
Oh, I say hello, Glassman.
Antonio.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Millie Kaliki Maka, boys.
Hey, Millman.
Or should I say, make a little caca?
Very good. Whatever you want.
poor Phil today.
Will you be available? We'll do a quick. I'm not sure how much news we'll actually get to, but a quick thing where you can do some of the Eileen news theme.
I would love to.
That would be wonderful.
Great, yes.
No, I'm liking these panel of men T-shirts, but it's missing one part.
What?
Well, I don't see any Humble and Friend on there. Just this panel of men.
They're going off on their own.
Well, that's right.
I understand they're getting their own show on Sirius.
That's right. Yeah.
They're going rogue.
It's our stage.
That's right. They're going off the grid.
Yeah. Only to get the season's greeting e-card.
They're marketing themselves. They're rolling this show out across the country.
You watch this. Yeah. They're going to get more likes on their Facebook page than us.
I hear they're top contenders for the Edge Morning Show.
Yes. Well.
Well, we are looking for sponsors, so.
That's really funny. I saw him talking to Chris Churchill going, leave the old men behind.
That's right.
You know, it's time to youthen up your image. Well, listen, guys, and Jeremy.
Yes.
Where do you actually live?
Oshawa.
I had this sense for some reason that was further away, but thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, it was no
and
problem.
Antonio and Stephen, always a pleasure to see you too. Antonio's just gotten some kind of presentation.
We have a little gift for Eileen and the little
sweet
one.
Oh, thank you.
On behalf of Panel of Men.
That's very cute. If it's a t-shirt, no.
And by the way, we got to get some shots of their t-shirts because it's in the Humble and Fred colors, at least. But they have their own logo now. It's POM, and each one has a panel. Get it? Who designed the t-shirt?
That was my wife, Kim.
That's really clever. What are we giving Eileen here? I saw Dad with Mom last night. I think he was stealing my milk. Very sweet. Here, get a shot of that, Craig. This is our friend Craig Milton, who has, over the years, if you see some of the pictures around here, Craig's taken some unbelievable shots.
Too funny.
Oh, that's
actually
great.
Craig, one of my favorite pictures of Spencer is one that you took right. when we were flying.
That's another onesie there?
Yeah.
Crawl DMC. Oh, my God. Oh, the paddler men are coming with the sentimental that's bullshit. Right.
Yeah, we got a few more.
Oh, you have more?
Yeah, we're like Oprah at Christmas. So.
Oh, my God.
Don't you know we're three men bringing gifts to a pregnant woman on Christmas?
Three wise men.
I ain't no virgin, boys.
Well, we ain't
for
wise.
A long time.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. You guys and are what very, have you very sweet.
So hot off the press, we've got a panel of men shirts to share with Humble and Fred.
Oh, come on. Thank you so much, you guys. Absolutely. That's ridiculous.
That's nice.
So we'll hand those out. And we also have a lovely gift for...
We didn't get you guys anything. I feel terrible.
How many of those t-shirts did you have made?
We got about 10, I think.
Because it's expensive when you do that. Talk to Fred Ball. He'll get you 1,000.
Ballsy, get on the panel of men t-shirts.
He's a new sponsor.
The more you order, the less the price. Do it.
And we even have a panel of men onesie for
it.
Right. Nice.
Yes.
Why do I feel like we're at a baby shower? Why is a baby shower with a bunch of dudes broken out here? That's hilarious. Oh, thank you, guys. Well, it's been great. We've loved having you guys come in from time to time. In fact, when we were kind of, when Mom and Dad were decorating the room, I said, let's leave the original panel of men gift for us was a big jar of beef jerky, which when you first brought it in, I thought, oh, well, we'll never finish that. Yeah. And then, like, the salty meat...
Horse.
Fuckers we are. But we've kept that jar as a momentum.
And you see the other gift that was carted in here by Milman? A Keurig coffee machine, which we'll put to great use, yes. Stephen. I mean, that's so unnecessary.
Yeah, you guys, that really was... Like, so many lovely gifts, and also just the gift of your friendship and your support. And I mean that sincerely. Like, you guys have been such great ambassadors for us, and we couldn't ask for better friends.
There's
so
a place
so
just
much.
Up the street I can get K-cups for just 60 cents a piece.
Ooh.
On offer. That's awesome.
On offer.
On offer. So I'm going to go get a load of those, yeah.
As our gift to you, when Emily gets in here, we're going to get you, like, just a little quick handy J and off you go.
Beautiful.
So these guys got us a Keurig machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got one of those for my wife because she likes her coffee a lot different than mine. I like very strong. She likes it you know, medium. Best gift I ever gave her.
No, I know.
Best
they're
gift
fabulous.
I ever gave her. She uses that all the time.
Anyway,
they're fabulous. I have one I use all the time, too.
Antonio and Jeremy and Steven, thank you so much for coming in. And we're going to look forward to hanging out with you guys in the new year. And all the best to your families. And
thank you.
And we certainly got it. You know, one of the things that really touched us recently was when somebody referred to our audience as friends, not listeners. And you guys exemplify that. And thank you so much for coming in. Okay.
That's Although true. The second run of That's those true. T-shirts, a little Humble and Fred on there. It'd be nice.
Yeah. We're on it.
Don't forget. We can negotiate that, Freddie. We can negotiate that.
Yeah, don't forget where the mothership is.
Yeah.
All right, panel of men, everybody. Very nice. Okay, Melissa Boyce is here, and she's going to sing for us very shortly. Did Spencer finally find her way here?
Yes.
Also coming up, our panel of women. Now, are they going to be on there? Are they going to be here soon-ish?
I hope so. I'm going to check in and see what their progress is.
You know, we should have actually had people because of the time of year it is. I mean, a lot of people brought us little cookies and gifts and things, but maybe we should have had people bring, like, non-perishable food items for us and our families.
Mm-hmm. The truly needy.
That's right. The truly needy at Christmas, because last year when we did this, we had people buy... Was it last year when we got all those ramen noodles?
Yeah. You know...
Was it? Was it the first year?
No, it's probably a good thing they didn't bring it, because then we just feel so guilty when we eat it ourselves.
Yeah. For you people who don't know our history... we actually did this once at the Edge, but a couple years ago, everyone brought in a bunch of these, like, soups, and for several months, we couldn't get the guy to pick them up for the homeless, so we just ate them.
But he finally did pick up the majority of them.
There was no ramen noodles.
Well, nobody wanted to carry this stuff down the steps.
No, it's too much.
You can't get good help now.
Why don't we do this? We're going to take a break in a few minutes. Melissa, if you're ready... I think you guys are really going to be in for a treat. We're going to get a couple performances today, but if you're ready, I don't know if you have any accompaniment.
No, we'll just swing it.
And by the way, that's in case anyone's curious, that's the dog. That's Stan. Has he farted yet?
No.
Because he farted on the way in here, and I thought, oh, great, this will be super when people have a chance to smell that. Hi, Sarah Toomey. There's Sarah Toomey. You can hear her on the Superfan Roundup. Pardon?
Can you hear
with Jeremy and Philip and Eileen. If you want to hear and catch up on that show, you can go to humbleandfredradio.com. Melissa Boyce, everyone.
Hi.
Look at her.
How are you? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have a lot of, like, I know you do a lot of jazz singing. Is Christmas a busy time for you? People hiring you out?
Not so much. I have done a lot of stuff in the past. Last year I was really busy with Holt Renfrew, and they had hired me to do a bunch of Christmas shows for them. But
where's Josh Rackless? Like, why isn't he, like,
what,
wheeling you hard?
I'm sorry?
Where's Josh? Josh met Melissa?
Don't give him any ideas. It was nice enough she came.
Yeah. But if a little bald Jewish guy starts hitting on you, because you're exactly who
he is. Do I take him on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's a nice boy.
I think you could hurt him.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, do you have your favorite Christmas songs you like to sing?
I do.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Do you have one that you might favor us with now?
Well, yes, I certainly could. I figure, you know, because of the impending weather.
God, have you heard?
To be happening.
It's a horror show out there.
Yeah, I'll give you a little something.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, and we finally kissed goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, just let it snow.
Aww. Sweet. I was getting all nervous there, because a couple times Melissa looked at me, I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to look at you when you're singing. I know, that was all like,
no, she,
nice.
That needed nothing but her sweet voice.
No, that was called a cappella, where you sing without an accompaniment.
I know.
Would you not like me to chart that for you?
She's, no, that was very warm. That'd melt any man's icicle.
Why do you have to make it? Why do you have to make it so dirty? It's to me. We have children here. Melissa, thanks so much for coming
in.
I'll tell you what. We've got about 2.5-3 minutes to go before the break.
Right.
Do you want to just give us a little quick something else?
A little quick something.
Could you do? Can you do White Christmas? Not white. What's the one I like? Chestnuts Roasting. That one.
I could try that.
Is that the name of that song? What is the name of that song?
It's called
Is it called Chestnuts Roasting?
Yeah, but is that on your list? Is that one you like to sing?
I could try it for Fred. See how it goes and for Humble, and what do you think?
Yeah, I think it would be lovely.
Okay.
Did you forget my name for a second?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
I was looking at
she was looking at me.
I'm having a little eye moment.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Can you just give us like a minute of it?
Just real quick. Good Lord. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Wow. Yay! Thank you so much.
You're
Melissa
welcome.
Boyce, very lovely. That was lovely. Thank you so much. Now go have a vodka mud shake and see if you can avoid Josh.
That's what I need.
Who was big on that song?
Mel Torme.
Mel Torme, right. Mel.
It was funny because that was one of those songs that I think along with White Christmas, it's probably been recorded by more people over the years, but the original is still pretty good. It still holds up.
No, it's beautiful.
What is your favorite Christmas carol? I know you like Lennon's This Is Christmas.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not super traditional. I don't know.
I mean, we all love Fairy Tale of New York, but I actually
I've been singing a lot of Little Drummer Boy lately because Baby John loves it.
Mm.
When I go ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Out of your bum.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not out of your bum. But he tries. Right. He mimics the ba-rum-ba-bum part.
I can't wait until he starts to process all the nonsense that's coming his way.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Mel has no idea the things that Papa's going to be teaching that kid. This is the Humble and Fred Show. In our next segment, our panel of women is here. Emily Muse brought her her elves with her, and we're going to check her. We're going to check them twice. As well, Spencer's going to sing, and we're going to have a family get-together. You decided that it might be fun if we interviewed the ladies in our lives.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait. And they're just about, they I'm sure they're thrilled. It's Humble and Fred Radio.
You're listening to Humble and Fred Radio.
Gig Sky has just launched the Gig Sky Travel Rewards Program. Go to the Gig Sky app or sign into your account at gigsky.com to check out the program. You know, Gig Sky's latest service offering includes mobile data while flying. When traveling on selected airlines and routes, you can get mobile data. For this, go to gigsky.com/aeromobile to see the list of airline partners. You know what it's all about. You know, having data with you when you're traveling at an affordable price is key. You know, whether you're pulling up directions, looking for restaurants, or just trying to find out how to get from one place to the next, Gig Sky is there with you. Gig Sky data plans prepaid, no contracts or recurring fees. You get what you pay for, and your service is never throttled. GigSky.com.
If, like me, you're looking at bodog.eu/sports. Whether you're a sports bettor, though, Fred, a horse racing fan, a poker or a casino player, you know, Bodog is your number one source of online gambling entertainment. From their industry-leading odds, world-class sportsbook, and feature-rich poker room, to their fully loaded casino and racebook, Hundy P's, go get it. They've been providing Canadian players with an unparalleled gaming experience since 1994. Follow along as we do at bodog.eu/sports. Click on your favorite one, soccer, footy, or some basketball.
You're listening to Humble and Fred Radio.
It's our pleasure to welcome this woman who has been part of our program now for some time. She is the proprietress of Canada's finest place where gentlemen go to have their penises touched vigorously. It's Emily Muse, everybody.
Good morning.
So, Emily, you were saying that this season is good for you because a lot of guys say, honey, I got to go out and do some Christmas shopping, and what they do is bolt over to your place.
Absolutely. A lot can be done in half an hour.
Yeah.
I saw something on Facebook.
Half an hour.
A lot
can be done in 2 minutes.
It's like half an hour. What are we going to do for the other 28 minutes? I saw something on Facebook you put up yesterday that you had been taking some pictures of your muses in the shower or something of that nature.
Yeah. We have a new photographer. He's been with us for about a month and a half now. And he's really good at these wet shower pictures.
Mm.
But they're so not Facebook appropriate.
We were asking people how to make them Facebook appropriate. What is the process? Yeah, you can't have bare breasts or...
I can't show nipples on Facebook or they'll flag it.
Could you show everything but nipples?
Well, no vaginas.
Well, no, I know that. But yeah. I mean...
Well, then what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, who'd want to see a vagina anyway?
Well, that's why Twitter's more fun. All the dirty pictures end up on Twitter.
That's right. Nasty thing that it is. Emily has... Now, you've been on our program almost the whole year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've had some men from time to time say, well, you know, I heard about you on the Humble and Fred Show.
Every once in a while.
Could you write something? Could you write something up like, Humble and Fred have been a great help to the Handy J industry?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I know. Yeah. Guys don't want to, you don't get any pictures of, hey, here's my nuts after. Look how happy they are. This was my penis before I went to Emily Muse.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you. And you know what? You're such a decent, fine person. And, you know, anyone that would think otherwise is, you know, fuck them. You're just such a good soul.
Fuck them.
Yeah, you are.
You provide such a... a good service.
You know what? We really try. Mm-hmm. We really try.
You're as long a philanthropist.
And it's beautiful.
You know?
Wait a second.
And it's high class.
What am I thinking? We actually have a sponsor endorsement. Let's talk to this happy customer.
Yeah, he's been there.
I was satisfied. Well,
and Josh is here, too.
That's right. There are several people in this room that have enjoyed. Josh, let's meet one of your... Let's talk to a stranger, nothing stranger than him.
Hello.
About the experience at Muse. How would you describe your time there?
Oh, wow. Short.
Yeah, we heard the audio.
I was literally thinking about it. Because I went to bed kind of around 10 last night, and I guess I'm not used to going to bed that early, and I woke up at like 3 in the morning or something, and I kind of needed some new material to masturbate over because I haven't been with like a real girl for a while.
Super.
And I just remembered.
That's right.
Don't, please. Oh, it's all offensive.
Woo.
No. I've never heard such things. We thought this was like The Daily Show. No. So I went back and I was like, hey, Muse, I haven't thought about that for a while.
Nice.
Because I thought, you know, because it had to be paid for and stuff, maybe it's not legitimate, you know, mental.
A threesome, right.
But it's not like masturbatory material, because I prefer to think about girls wanting to be with me. But I was like, screw it. These are the hottest girls I've ever had.
It's the longest answer I've ever heard.
You know, and I love the Muse endorsements, but I've heard enough.
Yeah. In fact, if you're 100%er, some of the audio from that day at Muse is one of the few things that have made all three of us, Eileen and Fred and I, kind of go, ugh.
Yeah, it lives on for eternity. So if you really want to go back and get it,
You can actually hear Josh arrive and then just
and then apologize immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
This never happens
to me. Yeah, like they didn't see that coming. Thank you, Josh Rackless.
Thanks.
Very lovely, and Emily.
You sweet woman.
Yes, sir.
It's just been great getting to know you, and we certainly appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate you guys, too. This is awesome, and congrats on the new studio.
So,
it's great.
The panel of men and part of the panel, women, Eileen, and like two-thirds of the panel, women, Eileen and Emily, are here.
Half over there.
So we should do quickly, if we can get the boys back. So I'm going to need this chair, that chair, just quickly. This just maybe just for a picture or two, because I don't think we need to get into too much content. Maybe the panel of men, being the chivalrous fellows that they are, maybe you guys might have a question that might help you in your manliness from our panel of women. And we'll get a nice shot, and then you can go and find a place. Antonio.
Emily, what color are your eyes?
Brown.
Does she have eyes?
That's funny. Antonio doing some material. Kim Jabanda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We were just wondering if the panel of men coupon is still applicable at Muse over the holiday season.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Definitely. Come on in.
Jeremy, would you get permission to go if that coupon was still valid?
Of course.
Well,
really?
I mean, nothing.
Is there a 7-second delay on this show?
No, not.
Not permission from yourself.
Hey, guys, nothing makes a better stocking stuffer
than a gift certificate from Muse.
Now, Milman, are you dating anyone anymore?
No.
So,
sweet.
Maybe Milman could do some recon on behalf of the panel of men to visit the panel, to visit Emily, and then come back and tell us about it.
Would we like that daily or weekly?
Just the one time.
It's the one time.
Are you into that, Steve?
I could be easily influenced.
Wait, is he into what? Having girls touch his wank?
Well, Well.
Give it a shot.
It's a tough call, eh?
Yes. Steve, just quickly.
Some people don't want to be so public about it.
So are you into, like, beautiful women massaging you? And
not at all.
Okay.
I think it's terrible.
Well, listen.
Something different.
Yeah, we can
step outside that box.
Josh Rackless is up for almost anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, why don't you take a... Craig, can we get a picture? Just go stand behind them, and then we'll take a quick picture, and we'll move on. It's great having all of you in the same room, and we'll just have to say hello to Miss Kitty when she comes in. This is the Humble and Fred Show, and it's kind of our Christmas thing, and a lot of our friends and family and people that have been listening to us for a long time, and I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce this gentleman. He has been a friend of mine for a very long time, but it was one of the strangest phone calls I ever got, I called him, but he was on the 401, and said, oh, I was talking to him. He goes, hold on a second. I see, I think I see Fred Patterson and parts of him splayed about the highway. I got to call you back. And it was weird because we'd only been doing the show for a few months, I think.
Yeah, we had started in October, and I think that that mishap happened in January.
And all I remember thinking in the seconds between Dave saying, I've got to go, Fred's in an accident, and him calling me back and saying you were okay, is I thought, oh, great.
Humble and Dave.
Humble and Dave.
Oh, great.
That's right. It's Dave White, everybody.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, we're just starting this enterprise, and half of it's gone already.
Humble and Dave. Mm-hmm. That's really funny. David White, thanks for coming in. The Waterloo Air Show as well has sponsored the Humble and Fred Show, and I love seeing the updates on Facebook that you guys keep announcing some of the great acts returning to the air show, and it's never too early to start thinking about the horrible weather come May and June.
end of June, I guarantee bad weather.
That's right. What is the dates of the show this year?
28th and 29th of June.
Wow.
In Waterloo, Ontario.
And are you going to be doing MC duties again this year?
I am. I'm
moving up.
I'm moving up. I was the, I don't even know what I was, but I'm like, I'm on my own now.
You were mini-me. Now
that's
you're
right.
Big-me.
That's
but
right.
We went this year, and we really enjoyed it. I mean, the weather wasn't that bad the day we went.
The problem was the forecast. The forecast was for rain.
Oh,
so
that'll kill you.
Yeah, nobody came out. Well...
No, a few. You know, same thing today.
About half as many as we needed to break even. But right. We're going to make it all up this year.
Well, listen, man.
You're an optimist.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been great getting to know about the air show and all the performers. And, you know, it's funny. Freddie and I were talking about this. I'm not sure if it was on the show about the rescue that helicopter did out of Trenton. And that's got to be some of the guys that you know in the air show business and some of the guys that Captain or Major Lyle knows.
I don't know any of those guys on that crew.
Like I said, you know nobody there.
Major Holbrook will know everybody.
We were just blown away that guy could be on the end of the crane and he could hover that helicopter in such a way that the guy rescuing the guy who was on the crane didn't get yanked out of place and he could actually... Yeah, harness them and move them without...
The really tricky part that that you wouldn't get unless you really, really thought it through is the updrafts from the fire that would be hitting the helicopter. It'd be turbulent. It's like crazy. So he'd have to have pretty good hands and feet.
Absolutely. And you think about the crane operators, like, okay, well, I'm kind of getting hot in here. I think my best option is to crawl out in this fucking thing. I'll just stand out here and see what happens.
wait for the helicopter from Trenton.
Well, he's retiring, that guy.
Yeah, that's why I thought. I heard that. He said, I think I've had enough crane operating. Anyway, Dave White, everyone. Thanks for coming in, buddy. I don't know if anyone saw Miss Kitty just walked in with her pie.
Yeah, she sauceed in.
She sauceed into the studio.
Howard, I want to acknowledge someone, too. And I got a Facebook message yesterday from an old-time colleague. We've both worked with him before, and I was... I just couldn't believe it when I read it. And it was from Jim Reed, who did Middays at CFNY back in the 80s. A longtime colleague of mine, and again, worked with you for a while, and he said he might drop by, and I thought, that's fabulous. I've seen him once in the past 20 years, and he walked in. JR.
JR's there.
Good to see you, buddy.
And in our next segment, we're going to get to meet some other old colleagues of ours. He was with our old radio station for a long time, and then just decided he'd had enough of radio and wanted to get out of the business.
There he is.
Just spontaneously, he was like, you know what, I love having a job on one of the biggest shows in North America, but you know what, I'll just stop doing that.
It's been a good run.
For reasons that I don't even know myself. It's Todd Shapiro, everybody. Look at that kid. And Todd's going to be hanging around with us here a little bit after our next break.
He committed a big crime on that show, Howard.
I know.
He was too funny.
Too funny. Mm-hmm. Come on, Todd, how dare you? And then, believe me, when the old Pat Load tells you that... So Todd's going to hang out with us, and Eileen will get to some of the news, and Spencer's going to sing. Let's let's get a few people in here. He has been a friend of ours since he... it's interesting, and people don't remember, when we first met this guy, he was part of a show that was being shot, I think, in the States, but they did a Canadian version called Blind Date.
Yeah.
And he was on our show as a guest, and then he asked us after, would it be okay if he came in and started hanging around? And we quickly noticed that he was a really good guy, but also very funny. Formerly of the Dean Blundell Show, one of the most successful programs in radio history. Todd Shapiro's here.
Toddy.
Wow.
And by the way, also Miss Kitty's come here with her pie. That's awesome.
And she baked a pie, too.
That's right. It's a double entendre. Todd Shapiro, what are you saying?
I had a bad night.
Why?
I have two cell phones, and I lost one.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one that got all the pictures on it?
And that's the problem. But luckily, I have a super crazy code. But you know when, like, it's a tough thing, but, like, you know, my grandmother died about 8 years ago. And, you know, you get that shocking feeling. And, you know, you
she has your cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
No, but you feel worse when you lose your cell phone. Like, you can't sleep.
So you're saying the death of a grandparent isn't as bad. Yeah. Yeah, I know how you feel. I felt the same way when my dad died. Like, oh, no big deal. You know, I got my cell phone.
Exactly. See, if it was a 647 number, you wouldn't care so much.
Plus, you know what? It was her time. It wasn't the phone's
time. No, it had a couple more years.
By the way, are you going to go home today and cover all the mirrors because of your phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jew joke. Shiva.
I'm hearing this more and more. Why do you have two phones?
It comes down to simple science of the fact that I have one really good phone number that I can't part with, but everybody knows my other one.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the stupidest thing in the world.
He's so funny. You know,
can you imagine living that type of life?
He's a mover and a shaker.
I know.
So, it's not the bat phone. It's
now, I want to make sure that we mention Churchill Cellars. We're going to do the five-hour energy opening ceremonies or officially open our studio. So it's interesting. A lot of people are curious because it was weird. Like, you're on this most successful show in the history of morning radio.
Yeah.
Right up there. And one day is when I don't want to do this anymore.
Something like that.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, yeah, it was it's sudden.
Did it come to you all of a sudden that you wanted to do that?
No, it just happened. I just woke up one day and I wasn't allowed back.
I wasn't part of that meeting. Is that today's spin?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought I threw it out there to see how it felt.
Things going?
Yeah.
Things are amazing. Okay, guys, this is so great. Congrats to you. Look at this support. I love it.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
And tons of great stuff is going on with me. I love planning a wedding.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you bring your girl in?
No, my girl had to go to work. She got called to a meeting. So.
Well, someone has to work.
Yeah,
that's right.
No. I actually just got named brand ambassador for Audi Downtown
Very
Toronto.
Very nice. There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And what does that involve?
I don't know. They give me a car.
And get
I
out. Get to do, see? Like, you've I already got a car.
I know. But now I got a wicked car.
But he needs one for each phone.
See, that's how popular. That's how popular Todd was, is even without the radio show, like, no income, no cry for this guy because he's got an Audi.
What kind of a life is it? Last time I saw him, he was driving a Porsche. Now he says, now I have a wicked car?
Yeah.
What kind of a life is this?
I know. Family car.
You understand? He made that radio money for a long time.
Yeah, radio money's not bad, huh?
Yeah, we don't remember. Honestly, this is something else, but it's not radio money. Listen, Todd, we want to say the best to you. Mazel Toves. And in 2014, will there come a point when, and we talked about this the other day after the show, we think we would like to dedicate a good long segment one day to tell your story and promote it, because I know we get asked all the time. You have been inundated with people.
There is no question that at some point I will disclose all, and you guys will be the place I'll do it at.
Well, we would appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just ask you this. I don't know if you want to speculate or predict.
Wait, are people clapping about that?
Yes. That's right. It's gays and pantloads, the Todd Shapiro story.
When you feed them, they'll clap for anything.
That's Todd, right. In the new year, do you think the suspended individual will return to his seat?
Oh,
and we're not talking about Rob Ford.
Do I get a lifeline?
You can call Bingo Bar. Sure. By the way,
I'm going to call the advertisers and see if they're still advertising. And if they are, then he'll probably have his job.
Isn't this weird? Because was this the first time? I guarantee it's the first time Howard, Fred, Todd, and Bob have been in the same room
since 98.
Bingo Bob was the producer of the Humble and Fred show for a long time.
Since 2000.
It's funny because we did Todd, a couple years ago, we did an intern reunion. There's a great picture on the wall, and it's too bad that you weren't in it because you're really the only significant one that was missing. Were you still under a Humble and Fred embargo at the time? Were you not allowed to talk to us?
Yeah, I'm surprised I am now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to Photoshop him in.
Wait, by the way, the great Lord Voldemort has no sway over you anymore. Okay. Yeah. Blunt Voldemort.
Oh, man.
Was he an intern when you were an intern?
Or? Yeah, I was already an employee. I was an associate producer, wow. And I was doing all the shows with Martin Streak on the weekends, remember? And no, you have no idea. It's fine. Here's what I would do. When I first started with Humble and Fred, I would work Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the clubs. Fridays at Energy Kingdom in Burlington. Saturdays at the Phoenix. Sundays at Whiskey Saigon. Then I'd come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the morning show.
Wow. So, when did this become Bob Ouellette's resume?
But I just got a job. Let me do that, okay?
But no, I just say it like that's what I did.
That's why you continue to work in the business.
That's right.
Well, that's what
and
I
have
did.
A career.
And then, so Todd came in, when I was already working, in production and doing different things. And then that was when we all split. Jason Barr stayed with Blundell, right? Yeah. And we from ourselves and the Shawarma went to...
Somebody asked me last night, because they'd heard about this little weird beef we had, and he said, where did that come from? I said, well, it started with... I just mentioned one day that Todd and Jason, who we loved and worked with us, I just always thought they were really funny and great guys. And we had this discussion on our show, and God forbid you do that.
Yeah.
But that's where it came from. You guys really were great with us.
I reserve comment, but I mean, I loved, you guys gave me my start, and and you're kind of giving me my rebirth. I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. You paved the way for everybody at the Edge. You guys got that massive audience for us. It's not like starting at another station like Indie, where there's, you have to build it or whatever.
Sure.
And now you're doing it in a different method, and it's unbelievable. You're paving the way for jocks like myself who are out of work and giving us ideas like, well, you know what? Maybe I start with a podcast. Maybe then we get to Sirius. And so it's a kind of a really cool thing. And I thank Humble and Fred for never quitting.
Oh, there you go.
Look at Todd.
Okay.
Very nice.
Mayor.
Once again.
Once again.
Listen, he's doing one of those club chants.
Yeah. Once again, you've kissed up the proper amount, and all the doors will open for you. Okay, boys, thanks very much. Thanks, we got boys. A bunch
Merry
of
Christmas,
stuff to get
way.
To.
Okay, thanks, Bobby. By the way, did Marty ever share any of his chicks with you?
Marty, look at that face. I have some stories.
I bet you do. By the way,
I've heard the hot tub stories.
Emily Muse is here. You got to feel this guy's hands, because seriously, if he loses a job in radio, he can rub and tug with the best of them. I'm telling you.
Nice. Sorry. That's good. Yeah. I look just as good as those girls too.
Yes,
right?
You do. Bob Ouellette, Todd Shapiro. Thanks for
Merry Christmas,
sweet boys.
Mm-hmm. So we still have to get to the ribbon cutting. I wanted to mention, too, that, I know all you 100%ers have heard this story, but very few phone calls have been more significant in the development of this particular episode of our lives than the call from this guy. He's the business manager for HumbleAndFredRadio.com and is the actual only grown-up in the organization. You know, it's funny because someone once asked me, how does Bill affect your business? I said, well, I think Fred and I could make a call and get to maybe a guy that, sells for a company, but I said, Bill can call and get the president of the company. Say hello to Bill Hertz, everybody. Where's Bill?
Yes, Bill added...
Where is he?
Instant business cred for HumbleAndFredRadio.com. Oh, there's just no doubt
about
it.
Look at him. There he is. That man. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anyone who looks better at age 90 than this person?
Bill, come on, sit down and
just
sing
say
a...
hi.
Come on. sing a Mel Torme Christmas song for us, Bill.
I love the fact that he's at the age now. He's got his own name on his jacket.
Is that a case you get lost?
Well, it is.
If lost, call Bill.
You walk in and you say, somebody says, hi, and what's your name? I say, well, just look at my jacket.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. Anyway, happy holidays to you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
And like I said, that's probably the most significant call was Bill said, I think I'd like to get involved with you idiots. It's funny because we golf a lot together, and I'm constantly asked in the summertime if we're in a group of guys, and they'll say, Bill, what does Bill do? I say, he's our business manager. And then invariably they'll say, well, how old is Bill? And I say, well, how old do you think he is? And I get like 55, 57. I go, the guy's 102.
Wow.
It's
shocking.
Yeah. It's all that good wine.
Exactly.
People think he's my little brother.
Do you want to say anything to sponsors and friends?
Well, it's great to see all of our sponsors, but one of the things is I haven't had as much fun in radio in many years as I have working with you guys.
Well, we appreciate it.
It's true.
I know you're not making any money anymore, but it's still fun.
That's right.
Here's your 20% of nothing.
Wait a minute. I write those checks. He's doing all right.
I know you do.
That's how you know you love radio, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks for coming in.
It's been great.
Yeah. Bill Hirsch, sure. Everybody. Okay.
You're listening to Humble and Fred Radio.
Do you want to talk about these that picture of you yesterday with your beautiful Doer pants on? It's very, very cool, my friend. I saw the whole thing. With your Doer pants?
Yes, Delise took that picture. I haven't actually seen.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I saw it when I sent it to Boone, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice picture, but I'll tell you what, I haven't taken those pants off now in 3 days. The fleece-lined Doer pants, my brother.
When you take them off, they'll stand up in the corner.
That's right. I'm going to have to throw them right in the wash.
You know, Doer has the world's most comfortable pants for men and women. Natural materials in combination with technical achieves breathability, comfort, and strength for everyday wear. No longer do you have to sacrifice performance when you want to dress up or style when you're on the move. And that is so true. Over the past couple of weeks, I wore, you know, the first ones I got, the black ones, I can wear around the house like track pants and then slide them on and go out for dinner. I did last week. And then people go, those are nice pants. And I say, yeah, they're my Doers.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like strangers or friends? Or both?
No, my friends did.
Oh,
they
actually
did say, hey, Fred, those are nice pants. What are those?
Exactly.
And I do the whole Doer bit. You know,
Doer, D-U-R-N-G-L, yeah.
Proudly Canadian prides itself on having a collection of natural fiber-rich fabrics, meaning the majority of fibers originate from plants, okay? The eucalyptus trees, wood chips, recycled alternatives to oil. So figure it out. I mean, so good from top to bottom. Use code HumbleAndFred15 for 15% off your next order. There's so every aspect of these pants is brilliant. The world's most comfortable pants.
Well, I think by now most people know we're wearing the Health Gauge Phoenix, and it has so many benefits. You know, I don't want to tell you how good I'm sleeping these days, but I am sleeping very nicely. And the first thing I do is I check and see how many hours. But mainly, I mean, there's that. If you download the app and then you, of course, have the phone. I mean, have the phone. Have the watch. Have it on the the apps on your phone. And you can check on so many different features at healthcage.com. Now I'm nervous, Phil. Now I'm nervous. I'm like, I don't want to screw this up again. It's a monitoring system trying to make overburdened healthcare systems more efficient and cost effective. Is there a promo code, you say? Is there, Phil?
I think there is.
You know, like I said, I screwed up the promo code. I know I did. So just to remind you, the promo code is this. Oh, hang on a second. I didn't have the thing up here. This is the promo code. Hold on.
Humble Fred HG. Humble Fred HG. Humble Fred HG.
That's right.
Humble Fred HG.
Say it, Phil.
Humble Fred HG.
Phil says it. Now, if that weren't enough to remind you,
I have a humble.
Here comes Phil again.
I have a Fred. Humble Fred HG. I have a humble. I have a Fred. Humble Fred HG.
So there you go. It's
I like it.
That's nice. Humble Fred HG is the promo code for 15% off at checkout. Healthgauge.com.
This is Humble and Fred.
Another staple of the show for now going on 26 months, in a large degree, to your encouragement. When Spencer first came in, I thought it would be a little novelty, and you were quite touched by her.
Well, and I just,
not inappropriately, Jesus.
Well, I just...
You make a face, everything.
So often you hear young people, or you hear generally people sing, and it's like a dime a dozen, but there's something about this sweet voice that strikes me every time I hear it.
But you don't have to hear that voice roll her eyes at you constantly.
Dad.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. So, and again, I it's very sweet of you to have encouraged Spencer to do this from time to time. We thought, since we have our friends and family, that maybe Spencer would perform again. Do you want to stand up or sit down? Hi, Spenny.
I want to sit down.
Okay, well, sit down.
You do what's ever comfortable.
And introduce your friend. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Michael.
Hey, Michael, sorry.
Can I explain who Michael is?
Yes, please explain who Michael is.
So,
and do you have to explain to Michael who we are?
So this is my family. Michael is my boyfriend Mark's best friend, and we all go to school together. And now we're
one big happy family.
Yeah, now we're kind of friends too. So
Isn't
I'm using him for his guitar.
I would say peers more than friends.
Yeah, acquaintances, but we're going to probably sing.
So Fred's going to hold the microphone, Michael, for your guitar. So let's get a level off that. And there's some headphones.
Mm-hmm. Kind of you.
And Spencer's going to give us a quick song here.
Yeah, it is.
And what song is it? Is this an original, a Spencer original?
It's not. Oh. It never will be.
And just give me a level on the microphone, Freddie, with that mic. A little louder. Go a little closer. Yeah, it's good. Right there is good. And you guys ready? Can you lean in? And you're going to sing along too, right, Mike?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and what's the name of the song?
We Can't Stop by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. Yep. Super.
Could I, I don't know if you could, like, if I, when I do my twerking break, could you just, like, explain it to the audience? Because they can't see it, but.
So you're going to mime some twerk mime?
I'm going to mime some twerk.
Right. Really?
No, of course, Fred.
She's such a bad influence, that Miley Cyrus.
Hear that voice? Yeah. That's the voice. Of course, Fred.
Okay. Just wait till I twerk. Who made me fold all the laundry this morning and I couldn't do my hair? Let's just talk about it, okay?
That's because you were supposed to change the laundry from the thing, and then you didn't.
Asleep.
All right. Let's not talk. You know what? I don't think this is the proper place to talk about last night.
Love you.
All right, love you too, sweetie.
Invigorating radio, everybody.
Okay. I know. Thank you, Michael. Here we go.
Sorry, that was probably really rude of me.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Red cups and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Got somebody here that might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we're gonna go all night till we see the sunlight, alright. So la-da-dee-da-dee, we like to party, dancing with Miley, doing whatever we want.
This is our house,
these are our rules, and we can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bout that life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things, things don't run. We won't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah.
Is this where you're to work?
Yep.
Okay. Phil?
To my homegirls here with the big butts, shaking it like we at a strip club. Remember, only God could judge us. Forget the haters, somebody loves ya. Everyone in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom. We all so turn up here, getting turn up, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so la-da-dee-da-dee. We like to party, dancing with Miley, doing whatever we want. This is our house, this is our rules, and we can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bout that life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things, things don't run. We won't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, it's our party, we can do what we want to. It's our house, we can love who we want to. It's my song, I can sing if I want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to. Yeah, 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 oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And we can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bout that life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop.
We run things, things don't run. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh.
Well, there you go. Well, if I knew you were going to be that good, I wouldn't have made you fold the laundry.
Now you see why I didn't want to play with you.
No, I know why. Now I know you didn't want to play. Now I know why she didn't want to play with me anymore. She wants her own people. Thanks, Michael.
Oh, thank you.
That was very good. Thank you, Spencer.
Love you.
I love you too, sweet girl. Nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The line in that song about the lineups at the bathroom reminded me of the Home Depot yesterday. I'm telling you.
Lucky them.
Well, I got to go and do my Christmas. Compile my Christmas list there.
Right.
While I'm looking at all the stuff, of course you know what happens.
Nice.
And they're lined up out the door. The place was packed.
What'd you do?
I heard that was what Miley was thinking of when she
That's
wrote
right.
the song.
Yeah. Old men holding on to their own poo. Very nice. Thank you, Spenny. Mm-hmm. Mark, what'd you think of that? Awesome. Yeah, you don't... Yeah.
Very nice.
Mark's her boyfriend and a very accomplished actor and magician. I mean, were you in the studio when Mark was doing his magic?
I was not.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Very cool.
All right, so Milman, this might. Do you want to follow that with the live Eileen's news?
Sure, as long as Phil sings.
Okay. Oh yeah. For quite some time, Stephen has provided the background to our news theme. I think we'll do is we'll have them do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a couple of stories, then we'll say thank you, and we'll do the ribbon cutting, and that'll be it.
Done.
Okay. You guys ready?
All right.
We got some headphones for Stephen over here, I think. Did we not? Remember? We plugged those extra ones in? Oh, no, those are plugged into that. No, that's fine. It's fine. Do you want to go along? Do you guys want to sing along with yourself, or do you want to just do acting?
He's not using it. Yeah. The guitar is over there in the corner if he wants it.
Do you want to sing along with this? Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right, here we go. Can you hear it?
Here comes Eileen, she's got Humble and Fred news. Here comes Eileen, she's got Humble and Fred news.
You know, sometimes when Phil sings, I swear he's going to blow a tit.
Yeah, I know.
I just think he is. One day he's going to... Okay, Eileen,
wow.
Quickly a couple stories. Thanks,
yeah.
Milman. You're beautiful, beautiful man, Milman.
Okay, so we all know about the high-profile wedding proposals, you know, elaborate videos, viral stuff going, big
sure.
setups. This guy was a little different. He actually proposed to his now fiancé as he was getting arrested.
Oh.
Yeah, he had been passing bad checks, got arrested, got taken out of the station, and he explained to the officer, you know, I was actually just going to propose. Can I still do that? The officer let him, even held the ring for him, and the girl said yes.
And why was she with him at this particular time?
Well, they were out together. The cop happened to pick him up while they were out.
Wow.
There was a warrant for his arrest, and then she decided...
She tagged along. What the hell?
You know what? This is what I want to saddle myself with.
Exactly.
Let's get married.
This is the man of my dreams who's now incarcerated. All right. Do you have another story?
I got one more
to
for you.
Favor us with?
Yeah. Now, driving on a busy 100-kilometer-an-hour road normally requires two hands on the steering wheel, but Neil Marshall was caught masturbating and totally naked while driving down the M56 motorway in Chester, England.
It was that Josh Rackless?
Yes,
caught,
it was. Yeah. His lawyer's defense is that the 49-year-old client got carried away when engaged in a text messaging conversation.
Oh,
so it was, they were sexting.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
You know, forget both hands on the wheel.
No.
Right.
Just, you know, drive with your knee.
Well, I think he was typing with his dink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Phil?
Very nimble.
Yeah.
Yes, very nimble.
Well, you see my BlackBerry here? There's like really tiny keys.
Yes.
My you-know-what can touch that.
He doesn't have to worry about mashing keys.
I love how Phil does his own dick jokes now.
It's a tactile response for this thing.
Special. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Freddie.
Same to you, Howard.
And all the best. Thanks very much, everyone, for coming out, even though it was a horrible, horrible storm. Drive safely, though. There is going to be a little bit of crusty weather this afternoon and through the weekend. Where will you be spending
We're actually going to go.
You're
see
going to your family
my,
in London?
No, we're going to my in-laws in Trenton. Early Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I mentioned that Bill has been so key to our success, but very few phone calls have been as good as the one I got from you.
Aww.
I'm so happy you're part of it. And
the reviews on you are just it's remarkable every day.
Yep.
Emails about Eileen and what a great addition she's been to the show.
And once you take the weekend off to give birth, we'll have you back on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Yeah,
and nice. Phil, what will your Christmas day be like?
I'm sending the girls to Niagara Falls. We're going to be staying at the Crown Plaza. This is what I'm saving up for.
Oh, so you're going with them?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh. We're going to have a fun time. That's as a right. family. Why not bring our parents?
They're going to go. Nothing says Christmas like gambling with the Chinese.
Right. Casino, casino buffet, you know, outlet shopping, very Chinese.
A wild weekend with his sisters.
Oh God. You know what? Any time spent,
the best.
Any time spent with Phil is a gamble.
Come on, it's the Crown Plaza.
Hey, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Merry, merry tables. Mm-hmm.
Now, where do we have?
Let's get this on video.
Get an official.
He's a little busy right now.
Why don't you and Fred and I grab the ribbon?
Sure.
And do that sort of thing you always see on TV. Here, Freddie, and everyone, just 3, 2, 1. There we go.
New studio.
Thanks so much for coming out. And we will be doing Best of Humble and Fred over the next couple of weeks. Our brand new season starts January 6th.
Best of Humble and Fred. Turns out we have enough.
Bound for you.
Humble and Fred say,
thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much, thank you very much
for not saying we suck.
Thank you very, very, very much.
I can't hear you.
Thank you very much, thank you very, 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 very much.
Okay, boys, big finish.
Thank you very, very, very,
ooh, here it comes.
Much.
Yeah, that'll do.